Apache radar antenna emitting and reflecting the signal to the ground. These signals are used to detect the detonation altitude. The radar altimeters were used to reliably detect final altitude. When the altimeters sense the correct height, then the 32 exploding bridge wire detonators, simultaneously releasing electrical sparks. Due to this electrical spark, all of the explosives would go off simultaneously. The thick layer of the metal casing helps to create an implosion shock wave inside the casing. The medium-density aluminum pusher transfers the imploding shockwave. The shockwave then compresses the inner components, passing through a boron plastic shell. Then the shockwave transfers to a natural uranium tamper. And the sphere of plutonium would be compressed. In the middle of plutonium, two elements are called polonium and beryllium. Due to the compression, the two metals mix them together, and thereby releasing a burst of neutrons. Approximately 10 milliseconds later, the nuclear chain reaction occurred. One atom of plutonium is hit by a neutron. It splits into two, releasing energy, and it produces two neutrons, each of which goes on to react or split other atoms of plutonium. The Fat Man exploded at an altitude of about 1,600 feet. The energy from the explosion is distributed over a wider area. If it exploded on the ground, the result of the explosion will be relatively low. The bomb detonated with the same force of 21 kilotons of TNT, forming a mushroom cloud about 60,000 feet tall. Approximately 40,000 people were killed and destroyed nearly every building within 3 square miles of the epicenter. Inside the epicenter, the thermal heat from the explosion vaporized some people instantly,